Good evening, folks. It's now 8 p.m. Sunday evening. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're kicking off the Yellow Brick Road this week, and I'm your host, Rue, as always, starting off this week's show with a throwback to one of the most beautiful voices in indie rock, the British Zeros indie rock band Delays from Southampton, whose singer Greg Gilbert, I genuinely believe, had one of the most beautiful voices in all of indie rock. This is from their debut album that came out in April 2004. It's called Faded Seaside Glamour. The whole album's worth going and listening to in full. This song is called Long Time Coming, one of the singles from the album. And on the song, you'll hear Greg singing, of course, and then he's backed up by the keyboardist in the band, who's his brother Aaron. And there's just something about siblings harmonizing, isn't there? The story of the band goes that Greg and other members, Rowley and Colin, were in the band, and Greg's brother Aaron was messing about in his room with a tape loop, and he left the room, you know, left the door open to go get something in a hurry, and Greg heard this loop just playing over and over, and he found himself drifting into the room, immediately grabbed his guitar, and started playing along with it. The rest is history. When Aaron came back, he was in Greg's band. Delays were one of those bands that I don't think they got very far out of the UK. Like, there were a couple of American tours. They played on, you know, some of the NPR stations and stuff like that as well. And there's some cool videos of that from 2004. Didn't make it that far out of the UK. But within the UK indie scene, they were quite revered by their fans. And they played a load of festivals and stuff around the UK as well. And, you know, they affected quite a lot of people, and when people talk about this band, Greg's voice is always one of the things that people mention. You know, they call it heavenly and angelic and just so ethereal and out of this world. Greg, unfortunately, is not with us anymore. He had a long and public battle with cancer for nearly 4 years. He died in 2021, and he was not only a great singer and also the only guitarist in the band, but he was also a brilliant visual artist and a poet. And during the long hours that he would spend in treatment in chemotherapy, he wrote and drew, and he posted on his Instagram with all this art. And they are still some of the most devastating and impactful poems you'll read, and his art is absolutely brilliant and beautiful. His account, Greg Gilbert, is actually still up if you want to go take a look. But every year on his birthday in December, his brother Aaron writes a beautiful and heartfelt letter to him, and he shares some memories on his socials, and it's just so clear how much Aaron adored and loves and misses Greg. And I've just been thinking about Delays again ever since he posted again last December. And since this is the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's show on British and Irish music, I wanted to bring this beautiful album back up to our minds. And if some of you are hearing it for the first time, that's incredible. Another thing, though, is I think this transitions well into the next album we're going to be talking about and that I want to play you guys, because, of course, we are going to be talking new music, and there's a new Gorillaz album on the way. In fact, it's coming out next month. The original plan was for it to come out in March, but the band found that, you know, they were working on sort of hand-painted traditional animation. It's a sort of stance against AI, basically, and generative AI that Jamie Hewlett said the band were taking in this case. So instead of doing individual music videos for the album, there's going to be one sort of short feature film, 10-minute long film, completely hand-painted animation work that they've been working with a little studio with. And they found that it was done a lot quicker than they intended to do it, so the album's now coming out in February instead of March. But thematically, it is a slightly heavier Gorillaz album. It features a lot of similar themes of, like, loss, death, transience. It features a lot of collaborators from the vaults, people that the band had worked with but hadn't come out before, and they're not with us anymore. So they dropped two singles, the first one called The Hardest Part, and it is kind of talking about, like, the grief of letting people go and all of that. But they worked with the great Tony Allen on it. The great drummer played with Fela Kuti. incredible musician in his own right. He's one of the pioneers of that style of Afrobeats drumming. That's all him. And if you remember the song that Gorillaz had released during lockdown called How Far, which was on their Song Machine album, this is a little bit like that. I feel it might have been recorded in the same session, for all you know. But the second song that they released was a song called Orange County, and that's the one we're going to be listening to. Anushka Shankar, the sitarist, features on it as well. Album's coming out next month. You can find all Gorillaz details at gorillaz.com. Speaking of Britpop adjacent things, actually, Robbie Williams' new album has also just come out. The Take That Guy's album's called Britpop, and we'll be talking about that later on in the show. If you're a Take That fan, stick around and stuff. But I'm going to be playing us some music by the Liverpool sort of electro clash giants, Ladytron. They have a new album called Paradises that's coming out on the 20th of March. It's a follow-up to their last album, Time's Arrow, that it's now been 3 years since that came out, and it was a pretty good album. Ladytron have had something of a second wind, really, in their career. Not that they ever stopped, but their 2002 single 17 went viral on TikTok. It introduced a lot of new and young people to their band, and their hit Destroy Everything You Touch was also featured on the Saltburn soundtrack. So it's been a good few years for them. But they've got a new single coming out called Caught in the Blink of an Eye, and it feels quite classic Ladytron. That's what the whole album will feel like as well. Mira Arroyo from the band says, I wanted to write from the perspective and channel that fun feeling when we first worked together in the late 90s when we had nothing to lose. Daniel Hunt of the band also says, despite our origins in the DJ world, we never made a disco record. Now, disco means something else for us, but this is their disco album. And you can find them at ladytron.bandcamp.com. We're going to be listening to Caught in the Blink of an Eye. We're going to start off though with Gorillaz. This is Orange County on CFRC Radio.
It's to say goodbye to someone you love. That's the hardest thing.
The hardest thing is to say goodbye.
In the blink of an eye, Ladytron, new album's coming out this March, and also new album from Gorillaz on its way. It's called The Mountain, and the song we heard was Orange County. I think the album was partly inspired by a trip that Damon and Jamie took to India when Damon's father died, and they visited like holy sites, and I think they both just had a little revelation of sorts on kind of how other cultures treat death and see it as this like transient thing moving on to something else. All themes that feature on the album. But we're going to be talking about new bands, new music, new artists that may have slipped your radar. Here's an artist and an album that actually came out last year, but I've only cottoned onto it quite recently. The artist is Rose Grey. That's a name on a lot of people's lips. The album came out in early 2025. I only found out about it this November or December. The album's called Louder, Please. And it's an unabashed pop album, kind of electro-pop. There's some songs on it, like Just Two, which remind me of classic Britney in a subtle way and in all her best ways. Another highlight is the single Everything Changes, But I Won't. And that's the one that I'm going to be playing for us. You can find her music at rosegraymusic.com, spelled G-R-A-Y for the gray. She's playing at Toronto's TD Music Hall in May this year. So if you like what you hear, go and check her out. We're also playing some music from Vincent's Last Summer, Manchester Duo, just bringing back that fun, heady, kind of disco punk, indie sleaze vibe. Like, sort of, not indie sleaze as in the whole scene being grouped together, but specifically, you know, what bands like CSS and early Calvin Harris and stuff were doing, the sort of thing that The Dare likes to do now as well. But anyway, Vincent's Last Summer, they have a new single out. It's called What You Want. You can find them at vincentslastsummer.bandcamp.com. We've also got new music from Chroma. It's a single called Life Hack. It's a bit of a change in direction for the band. The last we'd heard from them was their incredible 2024 album, Ask for Angela, which was nominated for the Welsh Music Prize. And friends of this show, Jazz and Nathan, were telling us all about watching them perform at the ceremony, if you remember. And then they got really heavy, you know, on that album and stuff. At times took it in almost new metal direction. But this new single is a little bit more mellow, alternative direction that reminds me of rock bands like Skunk Anansie, Placebo, maybe even Garbage, actually. And Life Hack is a song about weighing up the logistics of dating whilst being on a reality TV show. So singer Katie Hall says, Life Hack is about the time when I was single, before I met my partner. I wanted to go on Channel 4's reality dating program, First Dates. I'm a fan of the show, and I thought about the logistics and realities of dating on a TV, on a reality TV show. What it would be like to fall in love in a fishbowl, have everything you ever want. The band's been working on new music. Presumably, there's going to be a new album announced sometime in the near future. This has been great getting back into the studio. With a lot of the new songs, we've been trying to challenge ourselves as songwriters. A lot of the lyrics on the songs are very personal to myself, exploring grief, heartbreak, and navigating the scary wider world from a deindustrialized South Wales. You can find a lot of their music on their record label, Alcopop Records' page, alcopop.bandcamp.com. This is Rose Grey with Everything Changes, But I Won't on CFRC Radio.
Changes, but I won't when the party stops being fun. I have the patience to stay on when you come down from the drugs. Everything changes. Yeah.
Get the message over.
life hack. That was brand new from Chroma. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Yellow Brick Road on CFRC Radio. We're here. We played a little bit of Rose Grey, Vincent's Last Summer, some Chroma. And as an FYI, Rose Grey is going to be playing in Toronto on the 22nd of May at the TD Hall. And speaking of shows, the sort of dead week when music is kind of waking up from the December break, it's over now. We are properly headfirst heading into shows. You know, the music industry is back. Exclaim magazine does a series of shows just introducing like artists that they are tipping to have a big 2026, and I've been going to a few of those shows. But other than that as well, there's a few other shows that have been on my radar. Racing Mount Pleasant, who are a band that we saw opening for Geese last year when they played in Toronto, they are coming back and playing a solo show. So that's happening on Tuesday. I'm going to be going to that. Owen and Figure also going to be at that show. So you might hear from all of us next week. And then Shame are back in town. I think for the first time in a couple of years now, they're going to be playing shows on the 21st there in Montreal, and then on the 23rd there in Toronto. And we will be talking to the band very excitingly. So you'll hear that sometime in the next couple of weeks. I want to play us some new music out of Ireland on the next set. Now, you might remember DC Dolls. They are a punk riot girl sort of band. We spoke to them on the show last year. Abby joined us to talk about the band's upcoming EP at the time and about festival shows that they had coming up. They have a brand new single that's just come out, and this is quite different from anything that they've done previously because they're usually quite hard, fast, heavy, riot girl, punk rock. They've got this slower, more contemplative, moving new song called Are You Lost? And the band say of it, it's a slow, heartfelt song about yearning for love. The emotions throughout the song are portrayed through the lyrics, as singer V tells us about how sometimes she can't tell the difference between loving and hating someone. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, dcdollsband.bandcamp.com. Then we've got some new music out of London. There's a new band called Gingerella, who are energetic, punchy, alt rock and roll that'll have you up and moving. Talking about their origins, the band say that their story started online. Tommy first spotted videos of guitarist Noah, who was in Newcastle at the time. He ended up moving to London for university, and they played their first gigs together, and after that the band just grew organically and became the lineup that it has now. Their influences, they say, are a love letter to British music's greats, Bowie, Ray Davis, The Smiths. I'm going to be playing us a recent single that they put out called In the Presence of a Woman, and I think I found their Bandcamp page, but I'm not sure. So if this isn't the right one, if there's just another band from London that also happens to be called Gingerella, then hey, you've discovered another new band. But I think you can find them at gingerella-popsup.bandcamp.com. Lastly for this set, some new music out of Ireland. We've got a new band called Madra Salach, whose name means dirty dog in Irish, and they say it's a nod to rebellion, raw emotion and the fearless spirit that defines their music. Now, if you're fond of something a bit darker with a folk touch to it, you'll really enjoy this. This is one of the new singles that they have out. It's only their second single that's out at the moment, but it's on an EP that's coming out next week called It's a Hell of an Age. And their band leader, who incidentally is a guy called Paul Banks, but not the Interpol one, says that, you know, this is a 7-minute long song. It just kind of builds. And I'll be playing a kind of single version of it. But he says that I centered the lyrics around my adolescence, the tumultuous nature of it. We had fun experimenting with pedals for some unique sounds on the outro. It's a bit of a diversion from the more straightforward folk songwriting on our first single. So that's great. The EP is coming out next week, but we're going to start off now first with listening to DC Dolls' Are You Lost? Here on CFRC Radio.
Door, so shut right in front of me. between love and hate. I risk drowning in both of these waves that only I create. I look to you and I realize these are the symptoms of me. Hertfordshire, there's oh so far from here, but I'm home. Things he shouldn't in the presence of a woman, 'cause he thinks he'll end up taking her home. He sticks out his pelvis, but he's not carrying on to Elvis. He's just spent way too much time on his own.
little hands with blisters kept me perched so still. In your upstairs bedroom, on your windowsill, I thought I was dreaming. I was wide awake. You were all I had loved. Ah, for heaven's sake, I was just a boy then. I was just a boy then. I was just a boy then. I was just a boy.
Incredible new single from the band Madra Saleh. That's their song, I Was Just a Boy. We also heard some music from DC Dolls, Are You Lost, and Gingerella with a song called In the Presence of a Woman. I am just going to let Madra Saleh keep playing in the background as I tell you about the next set of music that we've got for you. Green Tea Peng is back, the genre blending artist who moves between R&B, alternative, indie, jazz, and much more. She released her album Tell Them It's Sunny last year, which was one of our 50 albums of the year, as you might remember. She's back with new music. This is a song called Prisoner's Round. Now, Green Tea has never been shy of a political song that's deeply connected to what's going on around her. In fact, on the last album, there were a few songs about processing the world and what's going on. And this song as well is political. And I noticed that the chorus, as it approaches, it seems to borrow from the chord progression of Feeling Good, which reminds me of the Nina Simone version, because that's one of the best renditions of the song. And she, of course, was an activist who refused to compromise or stop speaking out, which I think adds to the meaning of Green Tea Peng's song. You can find her at greenteapeng.net. We've also got a beautiful new indie rock track from the Welsh band Mellt, whose name you spell M-E-L-L-T. This is an EP that they released last month called Big Bird. It's an alt-rock track that I'm going to be playing for us called Hey Kid, that builds and swells musically. And Lyrically, it seems to me that it expresses the frustrations of a youth that just feels opportunities lost amidst past generations, forced to just bide their time. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, M-E-L-L-T, melt.bandcamp.com. We've also got new music from Brighton, chaotic, electro-tinged, funky disco-punk from a band called Congratulations. Very colourful band. This new single is called Doctor Doctor. It's going to be on their upcoming album that comes out on the 13th of February called Join Hands. You can find them at congratulations, number 2, letter U, congratulations to you.bandcamp.com. Let's get started with Green Tea Peng. This is Prisoner's Round on CFRC Radio.
We are just prisoners round here, subject to torment, manipulation and fear. Is there no respite? Can there be no peace? I'm suffocating, choking on all your doublespeak. Lord, give me the strength to see through all these lies. Truth is a woman with many disguises. Where she may lead you, many don't want to go. Into the darkness, the uncertainty of unknown. That rise up, pour as rain, leaking the system, shift the mainframe, unrepresented by the profane, speaking in tongues as they proclaim in vain, all on its head and our foot is still chained, nothing to lose now, it's all to gain, the sane are mental, the mental is sane, let us go. Just prisoners round here. Some of us have lost faith. Some of us keep God near. All that we have now can only be each other. And we have to believe that peace can be discovered. With all your spells and instruments of division, there still are those who keep a clear vision. We all are watching, trust we bite sometimes. All of these drops in the ocean, yeah, we the tide. See them rise up, pour as rain, leaking the system, shift the mainframe, unrepresented by the profane, speaking in tongues as they proclaim in vain, all on its head and our foot is still chained, nothing to lose now, it's all to gain, the sane are mental, the mental is sane, let us go,
let us go, let us go. Let us go, let us go. Yeah, let us go, let us go. Let us go, let us go. Let us go, let us go.
congratulations with Dr. Doctor. That was such a fun song. We also heard on that last set music from Melt, a song called Hey Kid. You spell their name M-E-L-L-T, and you can find them on Bandcamp, by the way, all of these bands. And Green Tea Peng with Prisoners Round, brand new song from hers. And tell me you heard the little Nina Simone feeling good kind of inspiration in there as well. Like I said earlier in the show, folks, there's a new album out from Robbie Williams, and what I've been trying to do over the last few months on this show is try and have it so that at least while music is being released kind of regularly, we try and have one little album review every week. So I'm going to take you through the Robbie Williams album. Now, Robbie can be quite like Marmite. You either love him or you hate him. He's a very successful musician, no doubt about that. He's one of the highest selling pop artists in the UK. But he's also a very good marketer. You know, he's great at being in the press. And that either, you know, people either go along with that or they absolutely detest that. So maybe a review like this might help.